the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to my favorite topic. And something foreign to the gay kid over there. Chicks in the shower. This is certainly the most popular video of any of the EXO movie videos. It's also the one that's landed me with the most complaints. This evening, we've got some different chicks in the shower in a clip that was previously too sensitive to show. However, we have protected their identities.
There's Captain Owen Honors from a controversial video which may in fact cost the commander his job. Have you heard this story yet? This is the headline for this hour of our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen. This lewd video from Captain Owens was chief executive officer, second in command, in essence, of the USS Enterprise when he broadcast the videos that used various gay slurs, staged suggestive shower scenes. He now commands the ship, awaiting deployment from the port city of Norfolk. Those who serve under Honors now and in the past have said that they've looked at the social networking sites, expressing their support for him one way or another. If you look at Twitter and Facebook, Navy higher-ups knew about the videos that were played on the ship. It's been on their television system there during the weekly movie night. Sailors have called this thing the big event. Navy spokesperson said its leadership had put a stop to those of the movies that had inappropriate content. This is some 4 years ago, so it's been going on for quite a while. What's the story and why is there an uproar? 800-510-8255. We'll present both sides of the story, as we always do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and then it'll be time for you to comment, whether it be on 800-510-8255. If you're listening on American Forces Radio and you want to comment on the Steffen Sound Off line, 877-541-5250. Email always welcome to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Our Twitter account works, the Facebook account works, and the text line works at 646-926-DOUG. So let's tune in to Jim Mikulski, who's on NBC, with more on the story. The reports that Honors will be relieved of his duties is part of the focus here.
Navy officials tell NBC News that Captain Owen Honors will be temporarily relieved of his command of the aircraft carrier Enterprise as early as tomorrow, pending the Navy's formal investigation into those controversial videos. That means that Honors would not be in command of the ship when it sails off to Afghanistan in a couple of weeks. This is what landed Captain Honors in all this trouble, a series of raunchy videos laced with profanity and gay bashing. They were produced aboard the Enterprise 4 to 5 years ago when he was the ship's executive officer, second in command.
Well, I guess we won't be showing this to the kids at home, will we?
Not only did Honors condone the videos, he took center stage, appearing in one edited shot as three different people. In flip-flops and a shower cap, Honors plays to the camera, revealing both men and women supposedly showering together. In another segment, Honors unleashes a barrage of hardcore profanity. At one point, Honors and others engage in simulated sex acts, unconcerned that any of his crew, men or women, may be offended.
Why don't you just go ahead and hug yourselves for the next 20 minutes or so, because there's a really good chance you're going to be offended tonight.
While videos like this are not uncommon in the military, Navy officials say these videos have crossed the line, calling them clearly inappropriate and not acceptable in today's Navy. Navy investigators also want to find out how Honors was promoted to the top commander of the Enterprise, even after these videos were first discovered 4 years ago.
Well, his chain of command must have thought that his benefit to the Navy far outweighed the stupid things he was doing.
Up until now, Captain Honors has had a stellar military career.
At 11 a.m., Commander Owen P. Honors, OP for short, takes me to an intelligence briefing.
He was known as a serious-minded aviator and commander of an F-14 squadron when he took Tom Brokaw on a combat flight over Afghanistan in 2002. And more than 1,500 fellow sailors took to Facebook today to express their admiration and support for Honors.
I've never heard a crew of a ship love their XO and a captain more than OP Honors.
But Navy officials say these videos now raise serious questions about Honors' judgment and leadership.
In fact, one of Honor's former commanders told NBC News today that being a leader does not mean being an entertainer. Otherwise, he said, you're just another guy on YouTube. Pentagon officials also predict that even temporarily relieving Honor's of his command will almost certainly signal an end to his career.
That's Jim Mikulski. I always mispronounce his name. No offense, Jim. 800-510-8255. Are you offended by this whole thing if you're in the service? Any other circumstances, whether you're in the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Captain Owen Honors, and this video? I don't understand the man, frankly. I don't understand why you would screw up because of your own feelings about things. Why would you screw up your career? You get plenty of support, and as Jim just mentioned, there are all the postings. I'm looking at the postings on Facebook. The same sort of, why would you do this? What is there something wrong with you if you, unless you're not interested in your career and you're trying yourself saboteur, that happens with some people. Other than that, this doesn't make any sense at all, does it? 800-510-8255. Well, we'll get, as I said, all of the sides that we can involved in the conversation in the next 20 minutes or so, and then start taking your calls on what truly is revealing and sad, certain to be the end of Captain Owen Honor's career, and for what? 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz1.com. That's homebiz1.com. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Really, time is all we really have. It's the most important commodity we have is time. And people are slaves to their jobs, and they're spending their entire life at their job.
Tori found out about the work-at-home opportunity offered on HomeBiz1.com.
The first month in the business was actually pretty exciting. I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD today by logging on to HomeBiz1.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz1.com. That's homebiz1.com.
Are you a teeth people? Does a white smile rank above firm thighs or six-pack abs? Have you ever flossed at a traffic light? Or refused a muffin to keep poppy seeds out of your teeth? If you answered yes, then you're a teeth people. We ought to know. We're men to dent. Visit RUTeethPeople.com today to download special savings, win prizes, and meet people like you who actually have their dentist on speed dial. Mentadent, the toothpaste for teeth people. Go to RUTeethPeople.com for rules and details.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Review, overviewing, if you will, in this hour, what's been going on. If you've been following the story of the Navy commander, Navy officer, airing lewd videos for the crew of the aircraft carrier Enterprise being relieved of his command. That's the story of Captain Owen Honors, the USS Enterprise. He produced the videos while second in command aboard the aircraft. He's to be relieved while the Navy investigates the incident. It's been going on for years. Why now are they just investigating, would be my question. Here from CNN, Anderson Cooper speaks with Katie Miller, who left the armed services over Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and former naval commander Kirk Uproyd.
Katie, when you saw this videotape, what'd you think?
Yeah, I was immediately appalled. I mean, these were the same anti-gay attitudes that sparked me to leave the academy. I mean, under this kind of command climate, it's almost impossible to operate. So,
is it to hear, you know, the F word being used against, you know, a gay person or someone who's, you know, as a joke?
You know, I don't think it's a majority of people that use it, but it's a very vocal minority. You may hear it, you know, anywhere from once daily to, you know, a couple times a day.
Commander Leupold, what do you make of this from a command perspective?
Well, from a command perspective, this type of action isn't tolerated. I mean, quite frankly, Anderson, leadership starts at the top. And there was a shortfall here with Captain Honor, but I don't know what the circumstances are. The Navy clearly adjusted course for a reason. If true that he was relieved of command this evening, it would be unfortunate. The investigation hasn't come to a conclusion yet, and I think we'll need to wait and see what happened. I think this is part of the evolving attitude that the Navy and all the services, quite frankly, are going to have to deal with. The Navy went through a troublesome time with Tailhook and came out much stronger and better because of it. Hopefully this won't be the tip of the iceberg, but rather will be an isolated event in dealing with the issues we're going to face as Don't Ask, Don't Tell comes into the services.
Katie, if the captain had used the N-word against a black person or some other term against a woman, I assume he would have been disciplined pretty quickly, but it seems like using the F-word, you know, to refer or as a slur against a gay person, that's not a big deal.
Right, and I think the difference is that gays and lesbians before this, before Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, were not protected by the institution, period. So I think the military will be able to adapt as a body of professionals into the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and eliminate these derogatory anti-gay slurs, just as they've been able to transition with racial integration and with female integration.
Commander, do you think that's true? I mean, you know, I've spent a lot of time with the military. You hear the F-word, against gay people being thrown around all the time. It's commonplace. It's still sort of, in a lot of places, even schools in America, you know, movies, it seems the last slur that's accepted by a lot of people. Do you think that will change with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
I think it will, Anderson. It's going to take time, like everything else. You're dealing with a major social issue. Obviously, all you have to do is look at a show like South Park, and you can see where the American people still laugh at the word and still laugh at the use of the word. I think eventually it will work out of the lexicon of the American public. It will become just as reprehensible as other words in our language, and you'll find that it won't be used. But it's going to take time.
Taking time. Again, this goes back to 2006, 2007. Here's Representative Joe Sestak focused on the videos.
It's beyond the line. But that ship is a small city. And I understand the challenges of deployments. Every ship has videos, but not like this to have morale. But I also understand good order and discipline. And this was poor judgment. Because there are those that weren't comfortable and were offended without a doubt. As a matter of fact, this, when he was executive officer, this officer said that. And why I think he, without a doubt, is a fantastic warrior. When you're up at that level, you are leading men and women into something that sets our profession apart from any other, into the dignity of danger. And to have people continue to want to be part of that group and to continue going forward, you have to show the best ideas and the best judgment. This was beyond what I find acceptable.
Uh,
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Car Insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a review of the top hits during the course of the week. We get at as many of these as we can, reviewing what is being said in the stations we're surveying around the country, the only radio program of its type, and happy to offer you the opportunity to express yourself as well at 800-510-8255. The Twitter line is connected. Facebook, you can go there as well. Text us at 646-926-3684. Our director of social media, Clay Cohut, will be monitoring your comments on this. The story of the Navy commander on the Enterprise who has done some things that would be, if I were in the shoes of those who were over him, I'd be questioning his judgment about everything. If his judgment is this bad to produce these lewd videos, then what does that say about his ability to command? You hear from a lot of the men who are on the ship who support him, but what is this? It isn't all about what's right or wrong or politically correct. Just this stuff doesn't make any sense. Keep it to yourself. Here's Fox host Martha McCallum speaking with Pentagon reporter Jennifer Griffins.
So what's in these videos? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, it's mostly a lot of sophomoric humor, a lot of gay bashing jokes, simulated sex scenes and women in the shower together. It was made as a joke video. We can't show you the worst stuff in the video, but I can tell you, I can show you a sampling of what Captain Owen Honors put together. He stars in much of the video. He was the ship's executive officer, the number two in command at the time. He was filming himself in compromising positions. The video was shot in 2006 and 2007 while the USS Enterprise, one of the Navy's only nuclear-powered aircraft carrier groups, was deployed out in the Middle East. Again, Captain Honors was putting on what was called Executive Officer XO Movie Night. It was shown on the closed caption television on board the ship. Again, a lot of sophomoric humor. But what really, the real question is, what caused this video to to be released just days before the USS Enterprise was set to head to the Middle East, and Captain Honors was supposed to be the captain of that aircraft carrier group. And this was first published on the website of the Virginian Pilot newspaper on January 1st. It clearly had been leaked, again, 4 years after originally made. But what's also interesting, Martha, is these videos were shown repeatedly on board the USS Enterprise in 2006 and 2007. There clearly were superior officers who knew this was going on, and the question is whether they will be held accountable as well for these actions.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't want him to be in the position he's in. Here's retired General Wesley Clark, who doesn't see how Owen Honors can possibly keep his job.
You know, you've got to establish an atmosphere, a climate of command in which people are treated with dignity and respect. And that means you've got to respect those, all of them, who serve under you. Not 90%, but all of them. And you've got to encourage others to do the same thing. I think the issue for the Navy is going to be, has this officer forfeited his credibility in command because of these tapes that he made? Does it show something about the way he looks at others that would undercut his ability to enforce discipline and maintain a high standard as a commander? That's the issue that's going to have to be raised. The Navy has to do it. It'll go up to the CNO and the Chief of Naval Operations and the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus. But I think it's going to be very hard for them to keep him in command. Look, there's nothing tougher than commanding an aircraft carrier. The pilots are under incredible stress. They're landing big, heavy aircraft at night. It's dangerous, even without combat. You've got crewmen who are pulling tough shifts when they're trying to get rest. They're doing fire drills. This is a really tough command to hold. No one can underestimate the difficulties of it or criticize him for wanting to maintain morale when he was the number two guy on board the ship. But when you come right down and look at it, you've got to do it in the right way. And I think the Navy will look at this, and I think it's going to be very hard to keep him in command.
Has Captain Owen Honors lost his credibility? We'll deal with that, and your call is coming up next on the Countdown.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill of non-insured
medicines. The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An ad council.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255. The case of the Navy captain named Owen Honors, who aired controversial videos, and now it may cost him his job. I asked the question a few minutes ago whether or not he's lost his credibility. Those of you who are in the service who have served, I'm sure there are many opinions. Those people who think that those who serve all have one opinion, their allegiance is to the commander-in-chief for sure. But are they all Republicans? No. Are they all Democrats? No. Are they all full of political angst? No. As was said by a reporter earlier on, this ship, the Enterprise, like a small city, 5,000-6,000 people serving on it. So there is certainly a difference of opinion about Captain Owen Honors. What do you think? 800-510-8255. We take talk radio, talk television in the focus. Before we get to your calls, let's go to the talk radio world. Here's Chad Hartman from his program wondering when we can separate humor from bad taste.
I've seen a few of the clips on television and one of the websites. I didn't say all of their entirety, where you're attempting humor. You're attempting humor at the expense of a gender or a race or a religion. If you're a comedian, if you're Rock, if you're Chappelle, if you're Don Rickles, you're used to seeing that and doing it, and you know what you're expecting. You're not expecting it normally from a guy who's going to lead this particular job. At the same time, it's an incredibly stressful job, a lot of pressure involved in it, and some people would say, okay, you are going to have those times where you're going to separate and have some laughs. But if you're not in that group and you just see the videos and you're not crazy about the history of the military in some of these areas, you're going to be a little quicker to say, now, wait a second. Can you fall back on an exemplary track record? And is this an area where you really want to venture into?
You bring up the history of the Navy with the tailhook scandal and everything that went on with that.
Although, I think we've got to jump in. Tailhook, they found out that 87 women were sexually assaulted. 87 women were sexually assaulted. This is a video.
I understand.
There is a huge difference, an enormous difference.
What I'm saying is, wouldn't you, being aware of that history, as this officer certainly must have been, wouldn't you be especially sensitive to not going anywhere near something that might have a sexual harassment overtone to it? I mean, you're doing a videotape of two women simulating showering together.
What was this videotape for?
Just to have fun.
It was just a joke.
Just to have fun.
Okay.
Part of me says that's all they were doing. And I have sat here for years here at the Fan and just railed on, until recently, the don't ask, don't tell, and the hypocrisy of it, and it's ridiculous. And there are a couple gay jokes here. They did show the clip of the two women. It literally shows the two women for 2 seconds, and it shows them from the shoulder up. Doesn't show them completely naked. Shows them in the shower, and he's playing multiple different characters. I don't want to defend tailhook in any way or the fallout from that, because it was vulgar, it was grotesque, there was a pattern, people were fired, they should have been, and you can't just fall back on boys being boys. But there also are times when it is just humor.
All right, so is that what this is? If you've seen these, I'm just now watching some of this stuff myself. I don't see any reason for this, frankly. If you're at a club, an officer's club, I don't even know if it's appropriate there. It just isn't. The thing that comes into focus now, it seems to me, is the whole policy. I guess maybe we're going kicking and screaming into the modern age. A lot of men don't like the don't ask, don't tell policy being reviewed and then thrown out. A lot of men are not happy with women serving in the armed forces. A lot of men are not happy with not being able to control all of this stuff. And that's the way it is. We have a question, though, to decide among us. How do other countries handle these sexual issues, the services, the various services in the other countries that have armies and navies and air forces and stuff? They handle it. They have as bad a record as we do? Because that's really what this is. We have a bad record when it comes to this sort of thing. This is ridiculous, actually, and immature. That's the way I view it. Extraordinarily immature for a guy who is in command of a city at sea. This is unacceptable. And you got your, this is a job where you keep your comments and your politics and all this other stuff to yourself. That's what you do. You may be fine at it, and nobody would care if Hartman had, I'm sorry, if Owen Honors said to those who were in his circle that he trusted, hey, look at this, it's kind of funny. Nobody would know any difference. Somebody's got it in for this guy, and he sort of laid his own bed, didn't he? The Norfolk Enterprise deployed in the Middle East when all this stuff happened, Norfolk-based Enterprise. Virginia Pilot newspaper reports on the videos in this past weekend edition, posted edited versions of one of the videos on its website. The website has been hit well over 1 million times since this thing came out. Not known at the moment why the images are surfacing now, unless somebody's got it in for this guy. And wouldn't you say that was the case, probably? And is it a good thing at this point? They were probably hoping it would all go away, and it didn't. And now they have to say something, says Michael Kogan, a career naval officer now teaching at Boston University. Honors guilty not only of an error in judgment, but of failing to recognize a changing Navy culture. Standards shift. Trimming your sails is something you have to do if you're going to command people in the Navy. This guy showed extremely poor judgment. 800-510-8255. A lot of people don't like the cultural shift that's going on the last decade or so. It's no more frat boy, no more Animal House, no more tailhook, none of that stuff. And a lot of you who are in the service still don't understand. Well, what's wrong with all of this? It just doesn't work, guys. Talk host Dave Ross and Luke Burbank surprised that Captain Honors didn't realize that this eventually was going to blow up in his face.
It's not easy to become the XO of a nuclear-powered submarine. Right. I mean, this guy was an aircraft carrier, but I mean one of these, you know, giant, you know, U.S. Navy vessels. You have to be a really smart person, and you have to have played the political game exactly right. I mean, that's a high honor. So for him to sort of not realize that this was going to blow up in his face, it's just surprising him because I don't think the guy can't be dumb and have the job he has.
Well, first we have to I'm guessing that this kind of humor is not at all foreign to anybody who's been in the Navy, right?
Of course not.
Okay. So this is going on.
You just don't shoot it on video.
You just don't put it on video. And if you do, you erase it right after you've played it to the rest of the crew. But on the whole shower thing, he's making light of this. So this tells me this whole idea about how we can't have gays in the military because we're worried about the showering must have been a completely made-up argument. Because they're in this, and again, I assume this reflects how most people probably think, they're making jokes about it. It can't be a big deal.
Well, I don't think anybody is terrified of it. I just think that a lot of the guys, at least, who enjoyed this video, it would appear that they sort of have a pretty low opinion of people who happen to be gay. Because anytime something is the punchline of a joke, it sort of indicates how you feel about that thing. And that what's implied here is that being gay is so ridiculous, it's so aberrant, that it should be the punchline in a joke.
Right. So now should the guy lose his job over this?
Probably.
I guess, and I heard this, I heard somebody else say this, so it's not terribly original, but I mean, it all depends on whether the crew is going to pay attention to him anymore. I mean, can you exercise leadership after this has been out? I don't know, I thought it was always bad leadership skills to try and be pals with the people that you, in effect, boss around as a captain of the ship, and which is clearly what he's trying to do in these videos. He's trying to say, hey, guys, I get the same I laugh at the same things you do.
And he is making fun of himself. I mean, he's the butt of the jokes. I think the problem is there has to be a way for him to build camaraderie and to be funny without doing stuff that is going to make, and I would say it's probably a small percentage of the sailors on that ship, feel really uncomfortable.
Well, but he is the captain now. He was the XO when he did all of these things, and it seems to me it's not Saturday Night Live. It's the USS Enterprise. 800-510-8255. David, what say you about this?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about that. I served myself in the Air Force for 6 years, and at the end of my term, I was a sergeant, and I only had 3 people that I was directly responsible for. But as when you're in a position like that, you have to be really careful about what you say and how you present yourself to the to your subordinates. There has to be that aura of authority, and you have to be really careful not to cross the line so you don't lose the respect of your people.
Yeah.
You know, that are under you, and especially since, like, the one person pointed out there on the news, since the tailhook scandal, you would think that more people would be just hyper sensitive to even a hint of anything that could be misconstrued as any type of sexual harassment or, you know, making any kind of derogatory statements. You know, you have to keep all that kind of stuff to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you have personal opinions that contradict with the military, you have to keep those to yourself, and you have to perform your job. And you shouldn't be passing those down to the people beneath you, especially an XO of a ship that size. I can't imagine that being played across the video system like that. I would probably think a little less of my XO if I saw him in those kind of situations, but I guess that's just me.
No, I don't think it is. I think there are a lot of people who would say the same thing. David, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Those of you who have served or are serving, this program is heard around the country and around the world, whether it be the American Forces Radio Network or whether it's the radio stations that are connected to bases in Tampa, Texas. You can go around the country. I think we've got four or five different bases where the program is heard directly. It doesn't make a difference what service you're in. Some of you are saying we don't understand what it's like. What is there? Help us understand what it's like. 800-510-8255. Facebook comments coming up from the ship itself in a moment on the countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
It's 11 before the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The folks on Facebook, apparently sailors, some of them are in support on the Enterprise and some of them are not. Clay Cohut here. With a sampling of some of the comments on this new Facebook page. Clay?
Yeah, I pulled some comments off the Facebook page. There's currently 5,673 people on the Support Captain Owens Facebook page. And I got a comment here from Rob Collins who says, I've been in the Navy 14 years now, and what happens at sea should stay at sea. Whatever whiny, snot-nosed idiot leaked this to the press should be dragged across the full length of the flight deck and catapulted into the sea below.
Brilliant.
And then... Barry Ward says, I understand that you may need to find entertainment when out at sea for long periods of time, but this should not be done at the expense of any group or person. This is understood by children in grade one, and it is unbelievable that a person in Captain Owen Honor's position would see nothing wrong with sitting in front of a camera and saying these things. And then Mark Trail says, if you're in the military and find that video offensive, you don't belong in the military to begin with, you pansy. And then Reddit.com user Donkboy says he definitely should not be tried in a public court. He should only be judged by his true peers that have walked in his shoes on his boat. And then Blake Sanborn from the Facebook page says that you, sir, have hung yourself.
Well, that may be the case. All right, Clay, thank you. 800-510-8255. Navy Commander Owen Honors under fire. Does he lose his job? Ought he to lose his job? He used his position in a way that doesn't befit an officer. Your calls continue in a moment on the countdown.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour, your calls and comments at 800-510-8255. We're discussing the case of Navy Commander Captain Owen Honors. The stories, the complaints. I'm looking at some more of the Facebook comments. Most of the sailors portray Honors as a man who genuinely cares about his sailors, helping them this way blow off steam with these outrageous videos, kind of corny, some of them I'm looking at. They're more corny than they are outrageous, actually. But this was during the tours of duty in the Middle East at the height of the Iraq War, maintaining morale, typically part of the XO's job, I'm told. So is this good or bad? Are the people who are putting all of this stuff up, trying to get him, certainly under fire? They're kind of raunchy. Yeah, I'd say that they were, that would be the word I'd use, raunchy. 800-510-8255. Vincent, you're in Bergar, North Carolina. Let's hear your comment on this. Go ahead, please. You're on the air live.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Hi.
You know, you think about this and you look at all the different comments and aspects. You know, you can take every single human being on the planet that's in power, and you could probably, for bad judgment or for any reason, fire them. And if the captain can do his job, then he should be able to do his job. If he can't do his job, then you should get rid of him. But every other, you know, what are we going to do? Fire everyone? Everyone just go home?
Everyone who's guilty of bad judgment? That's a good question.
I mean,
that's a good question.
Aren't we all guilty of bad judgment?
Yes, absolutely. We are all guilty, but we're not in charge of the USS Enterprise in a theater of war. That may be the difference. Thanks for your call, sir. Rick, you're in Seattle, and you're on the air.
A lot of the people, what they don't seem to understand is that there's a lot of steam that needs to get blown off. You're working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're off time. You're going to sleep 4 hours because you're tired, and then you're going to be, depending upon what you do for 4 hours, either writing letters or working out. And people don't understand that there's a lot of frustration that goes on out there. It's like after you've been out for... Some of the things people don't understand or don't know is after you've been out for 45 days without seeing land, touching land, the U.S. government actually issues you 2 beers, and you get to drink 2 beers. They're called Steel Beach Picnics. We have them, I don't know how often they have them. I guess every if you're out to sea for over 45 days. As far as this particular thing, this incident, I don't really know. I haven't seen the video, and I was trying to tell the other person that I don't really know what the video is, but
most definitely oversensitive people. I mean, if they're that sensitive, I mean, let's really think about this. How sensitive do we want our warriors to be? I mean, do we want to go into a gunfight and hug each other and go, oh, goodness?
Well, that's kind of silly and an exaggeration, but I understand your point, sir. A couple of people on the line here who have served on the Enterprise. Let's talk to Scott, who is in Denver, with his story.
I'm a veteran. I was on that ship. I remember exactly what you guys are talking about. Yeah, this is extremely positive because it was a huge morale booster. You know, they did it on Saturday night. They did like a pizza and a movie thing, and he'd pick out the movie, and he would do a little skit to introduce it. But this whole thing is out of context, and I can't believe they dug this up and they smeared this guy. The majority of those things, he's making fun of himself, and every single person in those videos voluntarily did it. They thought it was hilarious. It was like people wanted to be in those videos. I mean, they said, you know, these were, they said they were silly, but, you know, no one was ever offended by them ever. Well, I mean, come on. You've heard, you know, you got a mouth like a sailor, and, you know, these grown men and women, you know, nobody gets offended by all that. Last I heard right before I got out, he was getting promoted to captain.
I'm thinking that I'm listening to all this stuff this hour. A lot of the stuff is taken out of context, but that doesn't mean you're going to be forgiven. Barry in Arizona, you served as well.
They struck me as a bit edgy for somebody that high up to be doing, but none of us ever talked about it the next day like it was a big deal. I mean, most of them were just dumb. It was some old man's attempt at humor. Like I said, you know, we talked about it while the video was on, and after that, you didn't hear about it again. And I can't believe it's coming out now. I'm getting calls from, you know, people I served with and people going, hey, the Enterprise is on the news. And I'm like, what about? I'm like, those videos? Those dumb things? I have had my butt chewed by that guy, and I've also been congratulated by that guy. He's a funny officer. He's always trying to be funny, very different from any other high-ranking officer. He's not always trying to be politically correct, you know? Yeah, he had my loyalty because he was somebody who was real. He was somebody who would tell you like it is, and he wasn't somebody who was looking at the stars, they say, or like trying to be admiral by taking the diplomatic route.
Well, the context of putting an old man there, he said an old man attempt at humor. I got to tell you, the jury would be out with me listening to all of this stuff. That's why this program is so good, because you listen to all points of view, and then you, at the end of the day, think, okay, can I make up my mind about this or not? I can't yet. Doug Steffen here on the